Frank Carson is an icon, and so I didn't want to spoil that. But you listening to these tapes for the very first time was quite honest, I thought. And your reaction was quite honest. I think, maybe I hope, that you saw your daddy as a person rather than just an entertainer.
Well, very, very much so, Ian, because, you know, as I say, I didn't really know the inner man. He didn't really expose himself to that. He was probably quite a private man in that respect. You know, he had so many friends that he didn't have really any, you know, on a one-to-one personal. So, you know, because everybody was Big Frank's friend. The world was Frank's friend. So, you know, it was a revelation to the inner man.
And the format of this programme, it's gloriously simple in the respect of it's clips of Frank talking about himself interspersed with some of those wonderful comedy performances. And then just you, Tony, commenting on that and how it made you feel. So you really did have to give an honest reaction to it.
I did. And actually, it was the first time I'd heard the tapes because, I don't know, I just couldn't bring myself to listen to them. And it wasn't just because of 16 hours of my dad going on, but maybe it was. But also it was a bit of, you know, he's gone now and it would have probably upset me to sit down and listen to it, you know, full on. So it was the first time that I'd actually, you know, Ian asked me the questions and then I heard the tapes. So it was completely honest because I didn't know what was coming.
Were there, and obviously, as you said, everybody has skeletons in their closets, but were there surprises for you that you thought, goodness, didn't know that?
Yeah.
That might have actually changed your view of him, not just in a positive way, but in a negative way as well.
Well, that's what I said earlier, Kim. I wish I'd known that inner man, because I probably could have had a more, I don't know, intellectual dialogue with my dad. And not just the comedian, but actually the man inside the comedian.